Okay, I'm on Onatangi Beach, the day after the storm, and I'm talking to
Sarah Kemba.
Sarah, and Sarah, I've just walked by, and Sarah's busily planting the little
pingao.
Pingao.
Which are these little orange ones?
Yeah, you've probably seen them along the beach. They're the little sand.
Which are the kind of silvery ones with the little star seeds that you see sometimes just floating along.
Right, right.
And they're the two main dune planting we've done over the years to stabilise the bank.
And it's taken, the storm looks like it's taken away a good sort of, what, 3-4 metres of the dunes, hasn't it?
And it was probably at the beach side, probably about a metre high, the dune, and up to the bank there. It's taken away an awful lot of sand. In fact, we've seen rocks that we haven't seen before, and we've been here over 20 years.
Never seen that rock.
So, and
you reckon that if you can get these things back, the little grasses back in?
If we can get the live ones, salvage them and get them in over the high water mark pretty quickly, we're just fingers crossed that we can, some of these will take.
Take back, yeah.
And what happens is the wind just blows the sand and the grasses hold the sand, and then they slowly build up and just grow around the clumps of sand. So it's a slow process, but it actually works, and that's how dunes work.
And there's about 500 metres worth of dunes here that look like they've taken a bit of a bashing, eh?
Yeah, I'd say.
We're currently standing in between the two big Bahudakawa trees, right by the stairs. It looks like there's a bit of work to go on the stairs as well, eh?
I think there's these ones and the ones further up that have lost their footing. So these ones, we had these built on the council probably, I'd say 15 years, not long after we moved in actually, probably almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you can see the foundations are completely exposed. So, but now that it's flat, we're not planting around there because I've got enough room to dig down and put some good footings in.
So how long have you been working on these dunes?
Today?
I mean, no.
We've been actively being, probably since after Cyclone Bola we started.
Which was about
20 plus years ago.
Right,
and then Drina was the last one that we got severely hit at Onatangi.
Yeah.
And since then we've had a few.
Yeah.
This one wasn't as bad as some, but it seems to have done more damage here. So.
Right.
Yeah. But we'll, little bits, but they will make a difference.
Yep. Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you.
And hopefully, if anyone wants to help out, how could they get in touch with you guys?
Just come down to the beach with a spade. The Onatangi Beach Residents Association has put a call out for all the residents to come down with spades and start planting. And yesterday we did quite a clean up, and so many people joined it, which was great. So we just picked up small pieces of plastic from the beach, and I would say, the beach isn't actually looking too bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad, but a lot of work to do, I see, kind of. Hey, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.